Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIV. First thoughts at 13 before 6 and 49 degrees. And my first thought is about, first of all, our Teamwork Africa get-together tonight, 6 o'clock, Peace Church in Eau Claire. You know, when you plan and work hard with a team to try to pull off an event, and then that day finally gets there, I mean, it's like a holiday or something like that. But, yeah, it takes a lot of organization and planning to pull this off. Silent auction, garnering items. Ours certainly won't be the biggest or the best, but it's the whole thing's kind of an offering to the Lord. You know, it really is. You love God, and you're looking to love people, to serve God and serve people. And so for us, the people of Liberia, West Africa, a country about the size of Tennessee, 4 to 5 million people, one of the poorest nations in the world, helping 200 or more kids go to school and mentoring them. 70% of the country is under 30 years old. So anyhow, if you're able to join us tonight, I know we asked for RSVPs. We're trusting the Lord that kind of like he fed the 5,000, we'll feed the people. All the food prep began yesterday. Dawn, some of my kids and others helping with that. And so Peace Church in Eau Claire tonight, 6 o'clock, really the meal kicking in about 6:30 to 6:45 program. And hope to have everybody out of there by about 8:30 for sure. So I had other things on my mind, but that kind of took filled the bill there. This day in history, Eastman Kodak Company was formed on this day in 1888. Oh, how picture taking has changed. 1974, legendary actor comedian Bud Abbott died at the age of 78. He and Lou Costello teamed up to form one of the most popular comic duos of all time. And I remember this day in 1980 waking up to hear about 8 U.S. servicemen having been killed when an aborted mission to free the American hostages in Iran had ended in disaster. President Jimmy Carter.
It was my decision to attempt the rescue operation. It was my decision to cancel it when problems developed in the placement of our rescue team for a future rescue operation.
The following year, Iran freed the hostages on Carter's last day in office after 444 days in captivity. Of course, his last day was Ronald Reagan's first day. So I think they may have freed them right after Carter left office. So, all right, and we close with a morning devotion for April 24th from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today's reading, I am when you have all the power. You don't need all the words. Exodus 3:14, God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Bob Goff says, parents know their words have power. When they say their kid's name, it's game over. When you broke the expensive vase or thought you won the war with the vegetables on your plate, you heard your name. A fit in the toy store came to a screeching halt when you heard your name. When parents say the middle name, Mark Allen, kids know they're in some troubled territory. Bob Goff says our parents didn't have to elaborate because of their position of authority in our lives and because we knew we were dependent on them for snacks. They didn't have to give a speech. Just saying our name would do. God knows about this about names as well. He had a meeting with Moses in the desert and told him he would go back to Israel to lead his people out of slavery. God told him to march into the dictator's house and inform him all the workers would be leaving. Moses understandably wanted some information to take with him. He thought maybe if he knew God's name, maybe a little backstory, it would help his case. But God has all the power. And when you have all the power, you don't need all the words. God simply responded, tell them, I am. God created the universe and he created beauty. He battled death and won. We know he has all the power and he uses it for good. God's not towering over you with his hands on his hips when you mess up. He knows your name, and get this, he calls you his beloved child. Wear that name today like it's yours, because it is. Today's question, what I am do you need to trust in today? It's another Film Friday on WWIB, where we are family, talking to our friend, award-winning screenwriter Andrea Paul Nassick, and she's film producer, author, social worker, and more. We've pre-recorded this conversation because she's working on the movie Breaking Joy in Columbus, Georgia, and we hope that's going well. But today, Andrea, again, we're excited about the Christmas movie you've got going. That'll be later this year. People can learn more at ChippewaFallsMovie.com. And again, it's your big I call it your BHAG, as Jim Collins writes about in Good to Great, your big, hairy, audacious goal. 10 movies in 10 years. Exciting, and we're loving these conversations with you. But I want to go back. You made a great connection with a friend named Amy when you went to school in Massachusetts to college there. Tell me about that.
Yeah. When I was a freshman in college, I met Amy Massera. She became my best friend and roommate. And actually, we did a lot of life together for many, many years. She rented an apartment for my husband and I in a duplex when we lived in Louisville, Kentucky. She was there for the birth of all of my kids. And she was a dear friend. She really taught me a lot about friendship and specifically, like, we are very different. We were very different people, and she really allowed me, I think, to learn what it means to have differing opinions, have constructive conversations. She was a historian and had really strong feelings about government and how the world was run. And we would just have amazingly rich conversations about that type of thing. And this past August, we lost her and to a battle with cancer. And it was it's an interesting thing when you get to an age where your friends are passing away and you realize how precious friendship is, what a gift it is to begin with, to have a friend like that. And then you really understand the loss in a really deep way when they are no longer with us.
It had to be hard, even as you described that. I didn't know all of those specifics about your friendship with Amy. You've described her as your best friend. And so what was that like walking through that? I mean, I know you tried to visit her and be with her. In fact, were you with her even at the end?
I was. I have a group of girlfriends that have gotten together every year since we graduated from college. Amy and I are two of the seven, now six. And it, as God would have it, sovereignly, that was the weekend. The weekend that she passed away was the weekend that we were all already planned to get together. So we were all there. We were there the evening before she passed. We were able to sing and pray. And then we actually saw her the morning that she passed away. We're able to be around her bed and pray with her. And it was an extraordinary moment. I think for me, spiritually, it truly represented how thin the veil is between heaven and earth. And it truly is like, you know, like her body was still there, but obviously she was in the presence of God. And that's an extraordinary thing to be part of.
Huh. Wow. Yeah. I know for me, like 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, these light and momentary troubles, not even worth comparing to the eternal weight of glory that awaits. But as you say, that thin veil and boy, what a gut punch to take. And so thanks for sharing some of that with us, the highs and the thrills and the depth of friendship. And yet the other side of that, you can't have the joy without the pain, as I remember from the movie on C.S. Lewis called Shadowlands. So.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I feel like this conversation is just a really healthy reminder for all of us to keep your list short. You know, whatever you're holding on to, let it go as much as it's up to you. Make things right with people, because we just don't know. We don't know how many moments we get with each other.
Our friend Andrew Polnasek talking more, just letting you get to know her some as we're working on this Christmas movie later this year in Chippewa Falls, the first of, Lord willing, 10 Chippewa Falls-based movies in 10 years. Again, learn more about that project at ChippewaFallsMovie.com. That's ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
Finally, Friday and Secret Sound on the WIB Wake Up Show.
715-723-2555. Can you be the one who figures out what this is? 715-723-2555. We'll keep playing it for you. We'll try and figure it out. We've got a great prize, Halvo, and we're even going to give a bit of a clue here.
Yeah, the prize is a free digital download of I Can Only Imagine 2. If you haven't seen it, Caleb and I have. It's really good.
It's wonderful. Fantastic film.
Sam and I had a chance to talk to Bart Millard about it on the air, the lead singer from Mercy Me. And so I Can Only Imagine 2. Wherever you live, we can send you that free digital download for I Can Only Imagine 2. What's the clue?
The clue is that this is an item and... Wouldn't say it's a super common item. Wouldn't say it's something right. that everybody has.
Right.
All right? So an item, and wouldn't say that it's super common. 715-723-2555. So again, it's an item making that sound. Do with that what you will. 715-723-2555. We had a caller, then I think the clue maybe sent him in a different direction. But let's go back here to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
William from Triple Falls.
Hey, William.
Hey there, William. Happy Friday. What do you think?
A toothbrush.
Is it a toothbrush? Let's listen. Havo, toothbrush?
Sorry, William.
Not it, William. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Roy from Eau Claire.
Roy, what do you think the sound is?
How about an ice scraper?
Is this an ice scraper? I feel like that's been guessed in the past, yeah. So we'll give you a bonus guess here.
Oh, I was thinking, okay, it's the kind I was thinking is the one that you use to shave ice, you know, to make snow cones or stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Okay,
an ice
sure.
shaver, maybe.
Sure. Okay, so, yeah. Let's listen again. Not what we're looking for, Roy, but thank you. Okay, so we've had ice scraper, but yes, ice shaver for making, again, shaved ice snow cones. Mm-hmm. Snowy, right?
Right.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm kind of Sam's brother, and I'm calling from Pigeon Falls.
Well, good.
Is it a nail filer?
Is it a nail filer? I think that may have been guessed yesterday as well, too, Havo, if I'm not mistaken. So do you have a backup bonus guess?
Is it a hand saw?
Is it a hand saw? Is this a hand saw?
Sorry, Titus.
It's not, but thank you for the call, buddy. Good to hear from you. 715-723-2555. We don't always hear from Pigeon Falls.
No.
Love it.
It's nice.
If you're wondering what makes Sam the way he is, hailing from Pigeon Falls. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
William from Triple Falls.
Hey there, William. What do you think the secret sound is?
Salt shaker.
A salt shaker. Has that been guessed, Havel? I think in the archives of guesses, I'm
trying to think
wonder.
It was.
I think it has been. So, William, we'll give you a bonus guess if you have one.
Cheese shredder.
A cheese shredder. Nice job. You have it just ready.
Yeah.
Ready. A cheese shredder.
That's a great guess. That is not it, but thanks for trying.
Thank you, William. William wants this bad.
Yeah,
he
does.
Wants this bad. 715-723-2555. Three guesses left for the week.
Huh.
Three guesses left for the week because we've got a giveaway at 8:15. We've got our headlines at 7:45. Best of the week at 8:45. So this is the last chance. This is the last chance. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Elk Mound.
What do you think, Tammy?
Maracas.
Is it maracas? That has definitely not been guessed.
Let's listen.
Tammy?
Sorry, Tammy.
No, it's not. But it could be maracas.
Could
be. All right, two guesses left for the week. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Are you from Chicago?
And what do you think?
Pencil.
Pencil? That's been guessed.
That's been guessed, yeah.
Do you have a backup guess?
None.
No? All right, no problem. Okay, so we'll be true to our word. Two guesses left if we have them. 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we go into unprecedented territory on the World Wake Up Show and move a contest through the weekend on to Monday.
Wow.
Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Triple Falls.
Come on, William. Bring us home.
Eraser.
An eraser. That's been guessed too, buddy. Do you have a backup guess? Probably some of these are guessed while you're at school, so not your fault. But what do you think?
I don't have a backup
guess. It's okay, William. All right. We still could take two more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Tammy from Elk Mound.
All right, Tammy, go ahead.
A box of rice.
A box of rice that hasn't been guessed yet. Havo, is this a box of rice?
Sorry, Tammy.
It's not it. All right, last guess of the week, 715-723-2555. Who wants it? Who wants to step up? It's like a pressure free throw here. 715-723-2555.
Maybe,
last guess for Secret Sound.
Maybe we stumped him for the week. Our only clue was it's not common. Not a common item.
It's not a common item. All right. Barring any further guesses, we're going to go back to the tunes here. And bright and early, 7:15, we will give you a shot at this again on Monday morning. Hasn't happened before, Havo.
No.
A contest going through the week. Started on a Win It Wednesday.
And maybe 7:45, because we're going to want to update Single Mom Saturday, probably 7:15 on Monday.
WWIB, we are family. 7:48, and I'll correct myself. Havo's absolutely correct. Probably 7:15 Monday morning. We are absolutely going to want to update you on all that happens tomorrow with Single Mom Saturday. And you know what? Real quick, Havo, we'll get to weather. But
yeah.
I don't know that I have celebrated with our WIB family on the air the amount that was raised. So in case you're not following us on social media and missed it, what an incredible outpouring of love and support last week. Our final tally, I think, blew away all of our expectations. $25,246 in that car repair fund. It's just something that only God can do. And worked through all of you. Honestly, going into this, we had a lower matching challenge than we've had before. Wonderfully generous businesses, but just maybe not quite as many as in previous years, and had a lower matching challenge. And gas prices and concerns with the economy and all these different things. And it just seemed like all the stacking up, and I was kind of bracing myself. It's like, well, we might be quite a bit down, but we'll do the best we can. And you all responded in such an amazing, beautiful, loving way. And I know we've talked off the air, Havel, that Friday in particular, that last day, to see not just amounts of gifts. Yeah, there were some big gifts throughout the week last week, but the number of people saying, I'm going to give what I can. I will not let this opportunity to bless others pass me by, and I'm going to do what I can. And the volume of givers was amazing this year. Huh. The huge gifts are such a huge blessing and encouragement, but we had gifts from $10 all the way up to $1,000, and so thankful for every single one of them. Thank you all so much.
We started early, and then we ran through the tape. Last Friday, a week ago today, was such a strong finish, way to go. And again, while we were articulating on the air, we wanted to get to at least 20,000. You and I both, let's be honest, we wanted that 25, and we got it. Biggest and best year ever for Single Mom Saturday.
And that event is tomorrow. Please cover it with prayer. Again, that all of these families would know the love of Jesus Christ through what we do, what we say, how we treat them tomorrow. They would go on beyond that single day tomorrow, knowing how much they are loved and welcomed by our community, by our church families, our Christian community, but most importantly, by the God of the universe. So that is our prayer for tomorrow. And again, please join with us in praying.
The crew of the Artemis II splashed down late last week.
It's the most expensive cannonball in human history.
Splash.
According to a report by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, multitasking drivers are three times as likely to be involved in a crash as people who don't multitask.
Which is why when I see a dog on a driver's lap, I actually feel safer, because the dog is probably a better driver.
Very likely.
China's population hit 1.4 billion this year.
1.4 billion, but just try to find one person to help you move.
I know.
A survey finds 7 in 10 of us would like to be a little taller.
Funny how no one ever says they'd like to be a little wider.
Right?
According to a survey, people fear how they'll die more than the death itself. The survey also revealed that public speaking is a greater fear than death.
And next comes not having Wi-Fi.
Scary.
A suspected thief in Florida helped himself to some convenience store goodies, then became stuck in an air shaft.
Turns out he should have eaten the Twinkies a little later.
Would have been smarter.
And finally, as gas prices stay high due to the war with Iran, a Chevron executive has advised Americans to reduce driving and conserve energy.
He then folded up his remarks, tucked them into his briefcase, and climbed into his company helicopter.
I'm out of here.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
It's another Friday morning, which means another winner with our Mom's Night Off contest with our friends at Festival Foods. Every Friday morning leading up to Mother's Day, we draw one name out of the hat from everyone who's entered at WWIB.com and award them a $25 Festival Foods gift card so they can maybe take a night off cooking, get something from that dine-at-home deli. The heat-and-eat items are phenomenal. And go out and see a movie with two Micon Cinemas movie passes. Hannah Vandaloo from Cricket Country of Fall Creek is our winner. She's on the line. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations. So and I found out after calling you that you didn't enter yourself. It sounds like you have a very loving mother-in-law who maybe entered you.
Yes, my sweet, sweet mother-in-law has now blessed me with a night off cooking and a date night. So
that's fantastic.
I'm so thankful.
So she told us in the entry that you have a very busy household, that you've got three children, three littles, and that it would be a blessing to have a night off with your husband. So if I can ask, how old are these children that you've got in the household keeping you busy?
I have a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a almost 15-year-old, and it's prom this weekend too, so it will be a huge blessing to be able to take the night off.
Lots and lots going on. Well, we hope this is a blessing to you, and again, we just want to honor moms leading up to Mother's Day with our friends at Festival Foods. We'll get you those Mycon Cinemas movie passes, a $25 Festival Foods gift card, and hopefully, even if it is a little bit of a surprise, it's a blessing for your Friday, Hannah.
Yes, totally. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a wonderful day. That's Hannah from Fall Creek, our latest winner in our Festival Foods Mom's Night Off contest.
Well, I like doing the best of the week, which is coming up now, because it lets me review what we did for the week. And I'm encouraged because there was more good material than we had time for in today's best of the week.
One in four of us think we're just average at this. One in four of us think we're just average at what?
Hey, Jerome from Lublin.
All right, Jerome, what's your guess?
Driving.
Just an average driver. I'm not good. I'm not bad. I'm just kind of right down the middle. Yeah. Average driver. That's it. You got it, Jerome. Yeah, one in four of us think we're just average when it comes to driving, which means, and we actually looked this up, like a lot more of us, 74% have them?
Say that we're above average.
Yeah, and only 1% of us think we're below average when it comes to driving. Did you know that fingernails grow 2 to 3 times faster than toenails?
That's good to know.
I didn't realize that.
So let's unveil today's secret sound.
Here it is. What is that?
This is Virgil from Whitehall.
Hi, Virgil.
What do you think, Virgil?
This is different, but I think it sounds like a panting dog.
You think? Well, let's hear it again.
Caleb, was that your first thought?
It actually was. Virgil, I was right there with you. I thought it was a panting dog. Now, unfortunately, we both are incorrect, but I'm right there with you. That's what I thought it was when I heard it.
Larry Johnson from Cadott.
Hi, Larry. Hey, Larry, what do you think?
I think it is somebody scraping off a scratch-off.
Oh, like a lottery ticket.
Yeah, like
a
lottery ticket.
Scratching a lottery ticket.
With a coin or something like that, I guess, or however you do that. Is that it, Havel?
It's not, Larry. Sorry.
Thank you, Larry. Good to hear from Hornet Country. Yeah, I know it's disappointing. It is.
The Gap clothing store was originally almost named Pants and Discs because founder Don Fisher planned to sell jeans and records together, but it ultimately launched as The Gap instead. Probably a good idea.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on down to Pants and Discs.
The post was on Facebook yesterday, and maybe we'll hear it from Caleb himself directly here after 7 this morning, but I saw it go out on our social media yesterday that our Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund, the final tally, remember last year, what was it, we did 22.5. And we'd said that the highest before had been 23,600. So what we were able to pull off this year, again, our generous business sponsors had started us off with $4,500. And so we tried to double that and triple that and quadruple that. And then when it came down to it, in the end, the final numbers were in, and this year's total, $25,246. Way to go, WIB listeners. Wow. Praise the Lord. That is fantastic. And again, you break that up 10 ways. It all 100% completely goes towards these single moms and the vehicle repair fund we build for them at Bloomer Tire Center. Surprise them with at the end of the day. And as you said earlier this morning, Caleb, that is a God thing, and that is the best of the week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for putting that together, Havel. I think that segues so beautifully what you all, God working through you, are doing for the single moms tomorrow, for Single Moms Saturday, and we want to remind them that they are perfectly loved.
Who said that you weren't beautiful and that you didn't belong in your own skin? Who said that you were all alone and that you're never gonna find love again? So many little words, so many little lies that have followed you all of your life. Looking for the truth, look into your eyes and you'll see it's been there the whole time.